I watch as he opens the birdcage hatch and a waterfall of finches spills out of the cage. They circle the room, hundreds of luminous wings beating around my face, and then they are gone, out the window and up into the waterlogged sky.
"Some of them,"
remarks the Sultan dryly,
"will be eaten by sunset."
So, here's how it went in God's heart. The 6 or 7 or 10 of us walked, stroke wheeled in, grazed at a decrepit selection of cookies and lemonade, sat down in the circle of trust, and listened to Patrick recount for the 1,000th time his depressingly miserable life story. How he had cancer in his balls, and they thought he was going to die, but he didn't die, and now he's here, a full-grown adult in a church basement in the 137th nicest city in America. Divorced, addicted to video games, mostly friendless, eking out a meager living by exploiting his cancer-tastic past, slowly working his way toward a master's degree that will not improve his career prospects, waiting, as we all do, for the sword of Damocles to give him the relief that he escaped, lo, those many years ago, when cancer took both of his nuts but spared what only the most generous soul would call his life.
It is important to note that the struggle to survive is not really separable from the cultural life of fantasy. Fantasy is what allows us to imagine ourselves and others otherwise. Fantasy is what establishes the possible in excess of the real. It points elsewhere. And when it is embodied, it brings the elsewhere home.
"Don't worry, William," he added magisterially, in an avuncular stage whisper that everyone could hear. "We're all writers. We know it's only a draft. I'm sure it will be much better when you're finished."
"It's a poem,"
the wolf gasped. "Haiku. But it doesn't comply with the traditional rule of 17 syllables divided over 3 lines of 5, 7, and 5. He paused for breath, looking terrified.
"It's called Wolf. Like I said, I'm not sure if it's any good. But here goes.
Tell me about myself when I was little,"
the youngest girl insists. She presses against her mother in an effort to realize some proper relationship.
"You were a good baby."
"And did I cry at night and raise hell so you and Daddy wished I was dead?"
"What an idea. All my children were sweet children."
Climate chaos makes us fear that we will lose what is beautiful in this world. I want to say that in 50 years and 100 years, the moon will rise and be beautiful and shine its silvery light across the sea, even if the coastline isn't where it used to be. In 50 years, the light on the mountains and the way every raindrop on a blade of grass refracts light will still be beautiful. Flowers will bloom and they will be beautiful. Children will be born and they too will be beautiful.